Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. How are you doing this morning? I hope you're getting your day started out right. We are excited to have in the studio with us Stephanie Dodson. She is with Emerald Coast Coins. Money, 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 honey.
Good morning. Money, honey. We love it.
Yeah. So unfortunately, I did not win the $1 billion.
Same.
However, somebody did.
In Illinois.
Quincy, Illinois.
Yeah.
I suppose the whole town is running around trying to find out who it
probably,
is.
Probably. I would be.
And I wouldn't have mind being the, one of the four other $1 million winners. I think we had one in Florida.
I am not greedy.
I know. Look, a $1,000 would have been good for right now.
Like, pay off my bills, maybe. I'm not greedy.
Seriously. Wow. I don't even know what that would be like. So,
right?
I guess we don't have to worry about that today.
Not today. We still have to work.
But I know. We can celebrate the fact that in Pensacola, we have an amazing place. It's called Emerald Coast Coins. Very unique. This is, to clarify, not a pawn shop. To me, it's almost like a historical museum because they have a wonderful shop with the showcases of all the different kinds of coins and money and paper money. And clearly, Stephanie is our expert. So what's been happening with the store? And why don't you tell a little bit about who you are? Hey, somebody's listening. They've never heard of you before. They've never heard about Emerald Coast Coins.
Sure. So we are a veteran-owned, family-owned business. We are on our 24th year of being here in Pensacola, Florida. My dad and his friends started it. They were metal detector buddies, and they were like, I bet we could turn this into a job. And they did.
Wow.
So they started it. I think out at like T&W Flea Market, and then they moved to brick and mortar and never looked back.
Wow.
Yep.
And it's, I mean, I'll tell you what, I drive by there on Creighton Road.
Yep, on Creighton Road.
I drive by there every day, and they always have a good bunch of cars right out front. There must be something going on.
Always, always. And it's usually like right before we close for lunch. So having said that, we're at 1811 Creighton Road, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just right up the street from here. Our hours are Monday through Friday. Monday through Thursday, we are 9 to 4. Fridays, we close at 5. We close for lunch every day, 12:30 to 1, so okay. We can all have a break, because it's been crazy.
That's okay. You're allowed.
Right?
You're allowed.
And we do broken jewelry, unwanted jewelry. We take that kind of stuff, but we stop taking it an hour to an hour and a half prior to closing.
Mm-hmm.
That gives us time to catch up, because, again, it's been crazy lately, and sometimes we get a little behind. So we have to input all of the information when we take gold jewelry in and stuff like that. When we take it in, we have to do paperwork for the police department.
It makes sense.
And it's tedious.
I'm sure. Well, it's been kind of an interesting time for us in terms of the gold and silver market. And certainly we've seen the prices going up just since I started doing this show about a year and a half, almost 2 years ago now. And you usually have a little update for us on the silver and gold prices. So how are we doing this week?
So this week popped off pretty high. Like, it got up to like $4,500. I was out of town the first couple days of the week. But today gold is at $4,371 right now.
How much was it?
$4,371.
Wow.
Silver's at $64.70.
And that's high for silver.
That's high. They're both high.
Yeah.
So even though it's lower than it's been this year,
mm-hmm.
like the highest it's gotten this year was like it got over $100 for silver and over $5,000 for gold. So even though it was higher, this is still a high market.
Absolutely.
This is something, you know, that we hadn't never thought we would see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we always talked about, we have people that come in, they're like, silver's going to be at this amount of dollars by the end of the year. We're like, okay, sure.
Right.
And then we saw those prices. And so now we're like, I don't know what it's going to do. Just flip a coin, so to speak.
So to speak. Oh, there you go. Touché.
Just flip a coin and we'll see where it's at. So they're still high.
Mm-hmm.
People get worried when it drops a little. Like, you know, gold dropped about $40 this morning. That's literally fine.
Right.
You know, you have to think long term when you're getting into the gold and silver business. If you're wanting to just buy to stack to save for your kids, mm-hmm. or to start a collection for yourself, you can't think short term.
And this is all per ounce, correct?
Per ounce, yes.
Okay, just want to make sure.
Thank you.
And then in terms of, we talked about, you just mentioned about bringing in jewelry and having it weighed. And so that ounce of that jewelry equals these dollars. Is that how it works, or is it a different way? How would it work?
It's a different way. Thank you. Okay. That's a great question. So for jewelry, like the gold jewelry, you have 10, 14, 18, 22 carat, and mm-hmm. so forth. They're going to be a percentage of that $4,300 because it's not pure.
I see. Okay.
So then on top of that, when we buy that, we have to, we do the paperwork for the police department. We physically hold on to the jewelry for 30 days so the cops make sure we're doing our job, mm-hmm. and that you're a good person and not like running into grandma's house or something.
Right. Okay.
Right. So all of that goes into account when we're purchasing the gold. So even though 14 carat is like 58%,
mm-hmm.
we're going to pay a percentage of that. And it's a lot of stuff. Like, because we have to hold it, because when it goes to get melted, doesn't mean it's going to melt at that 58% because they get a little fudge factor in there. So there's a lot of things that go into it. So people sometimes will come in expecting, well, gold's at $4,300, but it's not.
It's the same. That's why I wanted to ask the question. It's a little bit different.
It is a little bit.
And
different.
You shouldn't have the expectations you're going to get cash instantly.
Exactly. Well, so I will pay them. Like, they get paid.
Oh, okay.
Regardless. They'll get paid. It's me that has to wait the 30 days
gotcha.
To get paid.
I gotcha. Okay, okay.
They get paid.
I misspoke.
Nope, that's
okay.
All right.
Okay, very good. We're talking with Stephanie Donson. She is the owner, one of the owners of Emerald Coast Coins. And if you have a question for you, all you got to do is text it in, 850-437-1620. Had an interesting situation yesterday on the show. My friend Chris Roney from Ace Unlocks was here, and he had an opportunity to open a safe yesterday that hadn't been opened in a long time. And he said, typically, you know, there might be some papers and things like that. He said there were three bags, old bags of silver coins.
Oh my God. First off, like, as soon as you say he got to crack open a safe, I go straight to like the Italian job.
Oh yes, right? Of course. That's right. That's right.
I'm super jealous, dude.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing is that he's the locksmith, so he doesn't get to keep the coins.
No, he doesn't get to keep the coins, but he got to open a safe.
And I said to him, I said, you should be getting a percentage from that, you know? But it was interesting because you never know, especially the generations ahead of us. I know that my father had he just had these little stashes everywhere. Yeah. My mother, I didn't know until she passed, had stashed money in her recipe box.
Everywhere. Yes. And that's what we tell people who have come in, like a loved one has passed away. We're like, check the books, check the pockets of coats, check behind drawers, you know, like look through everything because they will literally put it anywhere.
Correct. And what was funny about that was that she had filed it under bread.
I love it. But
I know. I said, oh my God, Mom. You know,
but
seriously, you never know what the value might be. I've came across a really interesting article I meant to bring in for you today. And it was just highlighting some of the different valuable coins. And we've talked about this a little bit, pennies and nickels and quarters, all the different ones that if you find them, it's really interesting. You never know how much it might be worth.
Very true. You never know. I take so it depends on the, you know, the articles. I take a lot of those with a grain of salt. We have a paper that we give out at the store that will highlight most of the older coins that are worth looking for, right? So we're not going to have the coins on there that it's going to be like the 1943 copper penny, because that's like a needle in a haystack. That's impossible. Like, not impossible to find. It's almost impossible to find, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to have something crazy like that. I don't put the new stuff on there.
Okay.
So, like, the quarters that came out this year, is that Jefferson? And it has a 4th of July on it.
Oh,
so
that's fine.
Like, if you find that.
For
like,
the 250th?
For the 250th. Okay. Like, that could be a couple hundred bucks. They only made 250,000 of them.
Oh, okay.
So, and I only know one person in town so far that's found it. But so, like, check your change for that. Like, that's not something I'm going to have on my sheet, but that is something to look for. I'm not going to look for, oh, it's a double-dyed this or it's a double-dyed that, unless it's, like, the 1955.
That's the one my dad was always looking
for. Very particular, yes.
Is that the penny or nickel?
Penny.
Penny. And how much would that be worth if you found the penny it's a wheat penny?
It is a wheat penny. The 1955 double-dyed, I think the last one we sold was, like, an extra fine, so it was really nice-looking, and we sold it for over
$2,000. Oh, that makes it a penny worth.
That's
a whole different definition.
Sure does.
And speaking of which, if you find an old coin like that and you look it up and you think it might have value, do not. I've learned this from Stephanie. Do not pop.
Not clean it. Do not wash it. Just leave it. That's okay if it's dirty.
Mm-hmm.
We can figure out a way to make it look better without damaging the integrity of the coin.
Because you might do the wrong thing.
Yes. You don't want to clean it and have a coin that was $2,000 be worth a couple hundred bucks.
Mm-hmm.
Which has happened.
Yes. If I only applied to my home, I wouldn't have. The value would go up the less I cleaned it.
Same, right?
Oh, well, that's not the case.
No.
850-437-1620 is the number for you to call if you have any questions about coin collecting or anything that may have to do with money. And one of the things that I'm going to share this with the listeners, because I'm getting ready to go to a very big, do I want to share this? And I'm really going to bust
my. You have to.
There's a reason why I'm interested in the 1976 quarters and half dollars.
Which
she brought those in for me today. And it's just the coolest thing, because at that time, obviously, it was 1776 to 1976. It was the centennial.
It was a, yeah. bicentennial.
The bicentennial. Yep. So that's kind of neat. So I had asked Stephanie if she might have some of these coins because I'm going to a special celebration. And she said, yeah, let me see. And she brought them in this morning. They look amazing.
They do look super cool, right? So you have one that just the dollar all by itself.
Yeah, I love it.
And he's so cool. And then I brought in the 40% silver set so you could see the quarter, the half dollar, and the dollar.
They're all together. There's a Kennedy. It looks like the Kennedy half dollar,
yep.
Eisenhower dollar,
yep.
George Washington quarter, and then they have on the back. I mean, they're just beautiful.
They're just so pretty.
Yeah, this is really neat. So this is something special I'm going to do for a friend that's celebrating 50 years.
Yep.
And I'm super excited about it. So thank you so much for finding those
yes.
for me. But that's kind of the fun you can have with it. We've talked about many times. Birthday coins, graduation coins.
Yes, birthdays, graduations, like mile marks for anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, We can try and find something to accommodate that.
Right.
It's not always easy.
Yeah.
Like
no.
some dates are really hard,
mm-hmm.
but like that one's a little bit easier.
That was hopefully, yeah, that was
thank goodness.
That's a good
because
one.
They didn't do a lot of silver. You can only get the silver in the sets. So like if I had to get a whole bunch,
mm-hmm.
then you know, it would be it could be done, but it would take a little while.
It'd be the coin, but it wouldn't be the
exactly.
silver. Yeah.
So, like, example, my mom and her friends, they all have a silver dime from 1901.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to go into why because it's a silly little story.
Okay.
So it took us a little while, but we found it was probably like 30 or 40 of them we had
mm-hmm.
to find. So they could
oh,
all
neat.
Have these cute little 1901 dimes, and they mm-hmm. all had them on their little bracelets
oh,
or on
neat.
A necklace.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Silly story.
But. Well, I think it's kind of cool, too, is that you know, when people get married, they always talk about putting a penny in your shoe,
sixpence in your shoe.
In your shoes.
Yep.
So I shared that I actually got this from some of mine that just recently got married.
Yes.
And that's kind of special. It's just a little keepsake.
It is. I love it. When my friend's daughter got married this past summer, just recently, and I made sure she got one too. And her and her fiance, first off, are the cutest people ever in the whole world. But like they were just like, this is the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, it's really neat. It's special.
Yes.
And I like the ones for birthdays, especially
yes.
for kids.
I love it for kids. And there are more and more parents coming in to look for silver for their kids because, you know, we can obviously buy our kids toys and electronics and all that stuff. But a lot of the kids nowadays, you know, they're of this computer age. They watch YouTube. They
mm-hmm.
listen to all these videos. And they'll start do I think all the YouTube videos are great? No. But is it going to get them into the numismatics world?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let them listen to it and start learning about it. And then they're going to start using their brains more. And they have so many great questions when they come in. And they have so many awesome answers, too. Like, these kids, like, do their homework. And it's great to have these parents come in. And the kids are sometimes teaching the parents, well, this is how this works.
I love it. That's awesome. That's so great. And you can get your kids started on coin collecting and money, paper money collecting
yeah,
as well.
All of it. We have foreign paper currency. We have American paper currency. All of that stuff. And you can even start with like pennies and nickels. We've talked about that a lot with the little blue books that we grew up with,
mm-hmm,
the little ribbon folders.
Those, yeah.
Sometimes the kids go straight into, well, like I need silver, and that's fine. Like dimes are usually pretty attainable, like, you know, $4 each or something. So not too expensive.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be interesting to see. I was having a conversation with a friend of mine the other day. It's going to be interesting to see what happens as we become a more cashless society and we have fewer coins being produced. I suspect these will have more value as time goes by.
Maybe.
Any thoughts on that?
So one, I mean, I personally don't think we'll ever be cashless because, like, everybody's so super, you know, you're very dependent on cash. And I refuse to have Willy Wonka money be my money.
Mm-hmm.
That's just me. So I don't think we'll ever be totally cashless. However, it would still be, like, years and years. If they slowly start producing less coins, it's
mm-hmm.
still going to be, like, our children's grandchildren or
right.
something like that.
Right.
Maybe.
There's like, still a lot of pennies out there, even though they stopped producing them.
There's billions of pennies out there.
Mm-hmm.
We can, like, you're not, there's no penny shortage. You know, Canada got rid of their pennies ages ago,
mm-hmm.
and they're still worth, like, nothing. Just like ours. They have a handful that are better, that have better dates and are worth more, but overall, they're just copper. Sitting there.
So interesting. It's a fun topic and a great hobby if you're in the numismatic society. Is
yes.
that correct?
Yes. Good job.
I know. I learned so much on the show. If you've got a question for Stephanie, text it on in at 850-437-1620. And I have to mention it again. Talk about the oldest coin you have in your shop, which I think is
my
incredible.
My Athenian owl. She is my favorite. I think she's called a tetradrachma. I always get confused, which my brother's better at that. But she's a 440 to 449 BC coin. So she's over 2,500 years old.
Wow. That's just amazing to me.
So great.
That's amazing.
And even though, like, their prices, I have a couple, I think. They're like $1,600, $1,700. Yes, expensive. However,
I would think it'd be more than that.
Exactly.
To be honest.
However, for how old it is, not really that expensive at all.
I would think it'd be more than that. But
and I love when the kids come in and if they're not totally into it, I'm like, "Do you want to hold a really old coin?" And they're like, "Really?" And I'm like, "Yes."
That's how you get them hooked.
That's how you get them hooked.
So your brother does a lot with more of the paper currency, correct?
He's
and a lot of the things that are from other countries and things like that.
Yes, his brain is a sponge. I tell everybody I taught him like I was teaching him because you're a kid and you want to do school when you're a little kid and you teach your little brother. I did that. So now he's a genius and it's all because of me. Okay.
So his brain is humility is your other.
I know. right? So his brain is a sponge and he just gets all this information and it literally just sits in there.
It's amazing.
And it's great. So he's great with the foreign currency and the foreign paper or the foreign currency and coins and American paper money. He's just way great at that.
So yeah, if you get a chance, I mean, the weather's hot, the kids are going back to school. Maybe you will. Some people are super busy now, but maybe you have a little time in your hands. I would recommend stopping by the shop sometime if you have some spare time, because it really is an interesting place. They have these display cases of all these different types of coins and currency, and I mean, even fun things that the kids would like. I'm still can't believe that you have money for Star Wars and
I
for
love, that's my
all
favorite.
The different kinds of movies and things.
Star Wars. I don't know if I might have Star Wars right now. I know I have animals right now, so I have like kookaburras and koalas and pandas. Like the Chinese zodiac, year of the snake, year of the ox, like things like that. So I have cool stuff like that. I probably have a Pegasus in there somewhere. Like, so I have lots of different stuff.
Which is fun.
It's always fun.
Okay, got a question from one of our listeners. It says that if you into a coin collection of about 80 pounds of wheat pennies, what would you do with them?
If it's 80 pounds of wheat pennies, I am literally going to just bag them up and count them and pay you accordingly. Like, I'm not going to look for anything special.
I think you should have a penny counting party, and you should look for that double die.
That person, yes, that person can totally do that.
I would look for the 1955 double die wheat penny.
Get your little drink of choice, sit there with your friends, and everybody look for the better date pennies. Stephanie does not do that.
Okay.
But I will just count them and pay you accordingly, which is about a penny and a half. A piece.
Right. So there's not a big value unless
it's a special one. Not a big value right now. Right.
But that double die is worth how much?
It could be worth a few thousand dollars. It could just be worth a couple hundred bucks, but you know.
Okay. So that's Meg's suggestion. But,
yeah.
But you're saying they can just bring them in to you.
They just bring them in and I'll count them.
Okay. That sounds great. All right. The perfect question for our expert. Stephanie is here with Emerald Coast Coins talking about coin collecting, the value of coins, and an opportunity for you to stop by their shop. Where are you located?
So we are at 1811 Creighton Road. We're like smack dab in the middle of Creighton between 9th and Davis.
You can't miss it. They got a big sign.
We got a nice big sign. We're a single, like we're our own little building. If there's no parking in front, park in the back. Like don't park in front of our sign because people tend to want to hit your car if you park there.
Okay, good advice.
Right? So don't park there. And just come in and hang out. Sometimes you have to wait a few minutes because we're busy, even though we have a full staff. Like, it gets crazy.
I'm sure it does. Well, let's take a few minutes here. We've got just a few minutes remaining to talk about the current coins. Every year, special coins produced, correct?
Well, yeah. So every year, this started in 1986. We started making a bullion coin, for lack of a better word, just an ounce of silver called the American Silver Eagle. And the 2026s are still here. They're still being produced, as far as I know. Get them while you can. I have this conversation all the time, too, because the closer we get to the holiday season, the closer we get to November, December, they're going to get harder to get.
That makes sense.
And then everybody's going to want to come in and get them, like, on Christmas Eve, and I'm going to be like, I'm out of them.
Well, they're great stocking stuffers.
They're great stocking stuffers. Mm-hmm. They are great for, like, you know, losing a tooth or graduating college or
have we gone
wedding
up?
Anniversary.
I guess when you lose a tooth, what is it going right now for under the pillow?
Well, so my little niece lost her tooth, and I think she got candy. So,
okay.
So the Tooth Fairy was great on that, right? Tooth Fairy was super awesome. But some kids get, like, you know, sometimes Tooth Fairy gives them a little bit more.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, it was cheap, but I was getting so much teeth, so I'm not going to
My tooth fairy would give me like 50 cents.
Okay. Now, when do the 27, because we'll have kids now, and I saw a card that obviously as a senior had put, you know, 2027, yes. Class of 27. I thought, oh, my goodness.
Already.
Yeah. When do those come out?
2027s will come out the beginning of next year, like closer to the end of January, beginning of February. Okay. It's typically when I get those.
So that's when you kind of keep an eye out, yes, if you have a graduate or somebody, yes, that might be celebrating.
Yep.
Okay, that sounds good.
And you can come in, like, you come in and ask questions, like, you know, in January, like, because we do a couple of coin shows in January, too, which we'll get into that down the road, obviously. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, just come in and ask questions for those 2027s. We usually have little placards that say, like, congratulations,
oh,
or whatever.
Perfect. What a great little gift.
I love it.
Okay, so if we've got just a couple minutes left, Stephanie. Anything you want to mention about your store and coin collecting that we haven't talked about
today?
So
I'm going to give the phone number, because I did not do that. The phone number is 850-473-1515. If you do have like pictures you want to send me, you can call the store, and we have a cell phone. One of these days I'll remember the cell phone number, but you can call the store and get the cell phone number, mm-hmm, and text us pictures.
Oh,
so
okay.
We have started that within the past year, probably. It makes it a lot easier, mm-hmm, for I think everybody, because everybody's got, you know, a phone.
Right, of course.
And they could just take the pictures and send it, and then we can respond in between customers.
Oh, that's great.
Yes.
Okay, so you didn't necessarily have to leave your home. You
exactly. And I would never want somebody to drive from like Alabama for something I'm going to tell them is a couple of dollars. Like, mm-hmm, please, if you're not sure, text us first and let us help you figure it out.
Okay.
Because I want to make sure you're not going to waste gas money.
Okay, that's a great
deal. $4 a gallon.
That's a great deal. So if you can recap again when the silver and gold prices today.
So the silver and gold prices today, gold is at $4,371-ish.
Wow.
And silver's just a tick under 65.
Okay.
So $65. You know, again, we're Monday through Friday shop. Like, I close my door like 4 o'clock. Monday through Thursday, we close at 4. I'm kicking you out at 4 o'clock.
Okay. All right.
And then Friday we close at 5. We open at 9 o'clock daily.
Mm-hmm.
We close for lunch from 12:30 to 1 also.
Okay.
So we can have a little respite.
Okay. No, that makes perfect sense. So if you get a chance, stop by the shop, because it really is a beautiful display cases. It doesn't matter what age you are. I know the kids love it too, but I had so much fun. I got lost in there. I was in there for quite some time,
yes,
just looking at everything, because
it's just like a history museum.
It is. It really is. And it's an area of, that I haven't really thought about much until I started doing this show, to be honest with you, except for my dad, who was a big coin collector.
Listen, a lot of our, people that we have working with us now, like, they were into coins, but mm-hmm, now they're like, oh, I like that. Oh, I need that. Like,
it's a little piece of history.
It's so cool. Yeah.
And typically there's lots of stories about all the different times.
It's so funny how, like, none of us were into coins, and now we're like, but that's super cool, and I need it in my
right.
life.
That's right. Well, and those people that have are coin collectors for a living. I mean, that's what they do.
Yes.
So that's pretty cool.
And it's so much fun to get to hear all their stories too.
Yeah. Okay. Well, have any unique stories recently?
Not recently, but that's only because I have been dealing with other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So like no stories are sticking in my head right now.
That's okay. I put you on the spot.
You did.
That's
it's
all right.
Okay.
All
I'll
right.
have one for next time.
Okay. So Emerald Coast Coin, Stephanie Dodson is here, and she's here on a regular basis on the show. Always brings in some our updates on the gold and silver market and what's really trending right now in the specialty coins. It's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. And, you know, it's something different to do. Check it out.
Okay. One more time, the website, phone number.
Phone number 850-473-1515, 1811 Creighton Road, Monday through Friday, Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4, Friday, 9 to 5. Close 12:30 to 1 for lunch.
And Facebook. You're on Facebook, right?
Facebook.
Okay. Thanks so much for coming in again, Stephanie. Thank you for these 1976 coins.
Yeah.
They're so cool.
You're
I just
welcome.
Love it. All right. This is Pep Talk, Prince Calls Expert Panel. We'll be back right after the news.